The Nolan Show can reveal this morning that since January 2017, when Stormont collapsed, you have all spent over £575,000 subsidising the food on the hill. Last year alone, you spent almost £271,000 in subsidies, subsidising the food in Stormont. This is after Stormont collapsed. That's over £5,200 every week of your money to prop up food outlets at Stormont, where the Assembly has collapsed for over 2 years. Over half a million figure. That runs from January 2017 until the most recent stats ending January 2019. We've all heard about financial problems in education and health, so should this be scrapped? Now, you, the public, of course, you can go up to eat at Stormont and you can have a subsidised meal too. We thought we should get inside those outer walls. And here's a little sample menu from the members' dining room.
Char-grilled chicken and apricot salad. Toasted pine nut crumble with honey dressing. £4.20. Bargain! Prawn, lime and coriander cocktail. Crisp iceberg lettuce and kimchi spiced cherry tomatoes. Again, £4.20. Pressed hamcock and Kilmaegan cider tureen. Piccalilli, peppered cucumber. £4.20. Lamb, baby onion and red wine hot pot. Saffron braised carrots and watercress. Divine. £10.90. Bargain. Grilled hake fillet with baby capers, peas and shallots. Sautéed new potatoes and an almond and dill butter. £10.90. Sun-blushed tomato and basil-stuffed chicken breast with parmesan and scallion mesh, kale and wild mushroom cream. £10.90. Pork and chive sausages, sweet potato col cannon with smoked bacon, spring greens and a roast garlic juice. Root vegetable gratin with tender stem broccoli, watercress, beetroot coulis, and roasted red pepper emulsion. £10.90. Parliament Building's signature dessert. Iced lemon parfait with a jawbox gin syrup, honeycomb shard, and raspberry dust. £4.20.
That's in the members' dining room. The Assembly says the Commission requires that catering services are provided during business hours and for events and functions. Where the cost of providing these services exceeds the monies taken in, the extra operating cost is incurred by the Assembly Commission. Over half a million pounds since January 2017. The commentator Frank Shivers is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Frank.
Good morning, Stephen.
Businessman and the former MP, Lembit Opik. Good morning to you, Lembit.
Good morning,
sir. Good morning. Well, Frank, in this day and age, I was chuckling at the voice over there, but in this day and age that some people, you know, who are even out working find it hard to maybe clothe and feed their kids, over half a million quid in a subsidy at Stormont in a couple of years, can that be justified?
Absolutely not, Stephen. And I think it's a slap in the face for all the small catering businesses throughout Belfast who are struggling to pay the increase in the rates there and employ people. And they've got a restaurant that's open to the public, subsidised by the taxpayer. At Stormont, it certainly can't be justified.
Lembit?
Here we go again. Let's have another pop at the politicians. I couldn't disagree with you more. First of all, yeah, we can make fun about that menu. That's actually the work of pride by a lot of people who've got nothing to do with the problems in
it's North not paying its own way. It's not paying. It's half a million quid of public money having to go in to make lemon tart.
Okay, first of all, yeah, you can make fun
of the menu. Lemon can also argue that the politicians aren't there.
I would reckon. Wait a minute. Let me just say this. I would recommend that you think about the fact you're making fun of somebody else's profession here, because those people who work in that restaurant, work in the kitchens, it's not their fault that Parliament's not sitting, that the Assembly's not sitting. Secondly, yeah, okay, let's shut all that down. Let's make all those people on the Hill unemployed as well, when we actually would then have to re-employ them when things start working. And the third thing about this is, it's not that large amount of money compared to the overall
570
cost of
grand.
Northern Ireland. Yeah, it's a tiny amount considering the amount of money which is pumped into the Northern Ireland economy every year by the taxpayer. Now, of course, you can have a go at it because it's politicians, but I've made this point before on your show. Why should politicians not have a subsidised canteen when lots and lots of listeners will have worked in places where they got their food cheap? And yeah, you can make fun of
menus
again.
I'm reading more from the Assembly, what they've said to the Nolan Show. They say... The Northern Ireland Assembly Commission Support Services contract covers catering, cleaning and related services. All of these services remain operational for MLAs, their staff, Assembly staff, the media and visitors to Parliament. Is it not farcical that the MLAs cannot get it together up there to form a government and all the services up there are remaining operational for them?
If you shut down those services, we're all paying for it. Yeah, Stephen, if you shut down those services, then you're giving up. We have to keep the processes open.
You can open them up again if they ever get it together.
Okay, and how much would that cost to get new contractors in? And what about this fact that you make all these people unemployed, then we're going to have to pay for their benefits? Which is going to cost money.
All right.
Why punish those people who work there? And why punish the staff who are still getting on?
Well, let's,
can you know very well?
Let's get out of Lambert World. Let's come into maybe the real world, right? Outside of this political bubble. Can you imagine any small business person at the moment, any of them, that of them saying, listen, we're not going to be in work for the next 2 years, but we're going to pay to keep everything up and going.
Well, that's wrong as well.
We're going to pay for it.
You are misleading the listener, because you know very well, and we've talked about this before, you know very well that the basic pothole, street lighting, all of that kind of work carries on. The staff,
they can do that from their constituency offices. What's the need for Stormont for these MLAs?
Let's shut down Stormont. That's what the MLAs are telling us. Let's turn it into a hotel and give up.
What is the need for it at the moment?
Because if you've got people working in Stormont, they've got the right to eat. Otherwise, what? They're going to drive.
No. The Assembly Commission. The Assembly Commission, I concede that to you. Of course, they've got the right to eat. But the Assembly Commission are also saying that these services are all remaining operational, not just for the staff, not just for visitors, for the MLAs.
Right, so you're making the assumption then that the Stormont... Well, you must be making this assumption. Anybody disagrees that there is no chance of Stormont restarting tomorrow or next week or next month. I'm an optimist. I spent 10 years negotiating for the creation of this.
Well, here you go.
And I don't think I'll give you my house.
If Stormont opens tomorrow or next week, you can have my rather big house down in Fantasy Island. There you go.
I'm going to work really hard for that house now.
Frank?
And I did work for 10 years to get that open in the first place. Very simple, summarising in a sentence. You start shutting down the services, you shut down...
The services are shut down!
Lots of people. Oh, but do you also want to shut down some of the small businesses who are actually providing these services, as if they don't count. Just because they happen to be in Stormont, they should be turfed out because pessimists...
Well, then let's subsidise everything else around the city.
Yeah,
let's go into Belfast City Centre after the Primark fire and let's subsidise all those businesses.
Yeah. Northern Ireland, this is the problem you've got here. Northern Ireland is massively subsidised by mainly the British taxpayer. So why are you picking on Stormont? Why do we just simply say, oh, well, let's just stop spending the billion plus, billions, in fact, from the Exchequer, because it's just not worth the candle, because Northern Ireland's never going to sort itself out.
Frank?
Don't pick on Stormont.
Listen, there's a number of issues, Stephen. Firstly, everybody's entitled to eat, but they're not entitled for the taxpayer to pay for it or to subsidise it. That's for sure. The MLAs haven't been back in Stormont for 2 years. They're telling us they're down in their constituencies doing constituency work. So, there's no reason why £570,000 of subsidy should be paid. It should be wound down, and it could be wound up very quickly. A lot of these private companies can wind down and redistribute those employees throughout their businesses throughout Northern Ireland.
How do you know that?
because I worked for a large catering company, we actually put a tender in for the Stormont bid. So I know the Stormont bid very, very well. And that's what our intention would have been to move people around the various sites. So that's how I know Limbert.
Okay. Here's James in the new lodge. Morning, James.
Hi, Stephen. How's it going? I just wanted to phone up and say about, I've got five kids. I don't get free school meals for any of my kids. And they're up on the hill getting subsidies. You know, 500,000 would pay for an awful lot of school meals for children.
Now, how do you feel about this, James?
I'm annoyed enough to phone your show. You know, I struggle to get my kids maybe two meals a week, and then the rest I have to have lunches. It's not fair.
And Lawrence next as well.
To say that it's not an awful lot of money, it is.
And Lawrence,
it's a drop in the ocean compared to what the country spends. It's a hell of a lot of money.
James, thank you. Thank you. Lawrence next in Sainfield. Morning, Lawrence.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, whenever I worked, I had to buy my own lunch or take my lunch with me. Why should the MLAs be any different? Why should they have a canteen that subsidises them? And then furthermore, they'll go in there, they'll get their meal.
It's open to the public as well.
But they'll get their wee receipt and they'll claim back every last penny they spent eating. So they're getting 100% subsidy on any food that they have in there for the MLAs, which is completely out of order. The MLAs, their staff, the whole lot of them, be like Joe Public in the street, take a packed lunch with them or go out and buy themselves a sandwich. It's a complete... The government politicians, councillors...
We don't have a government.
...cost us a fortune.
We don't have one.
No, but the whole lot of them, right through from Westminster, the MLAs that don't even sit, to the councillors, they're costing us a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
If you got rid of the majority of them, well, the country would be a very, very wealthy place.
And Sam next. Morning, Sam.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
The menu that you read out, or that was read out at the beginning of the programme, the vast majority of the MLAs up in Stormont never eat a menu like that in their life until they were up there. They were brought up on fish suppers and whatnot, and that's as much as they deserve. They're a disgrace. They're not working. They shouldn't be given any subsidy at all. And I would bet money...
Well, didn't Sammy Wilson say we could all go to the chippy after Brexit?
Well, that's okay then. Sammy has brought up. Look at the size of him. There's a ton of fish suppers on non-buy. Anyway, as far as I'm concerned, they're a disgrace. They shouldn't be given any extra at all. And I would bet money today that they're taking their families up in there and their families are even eating on us, the taxpayers.
Well, no. Well, hold on a moment. Hold on a moment. Anyone can go. Hold on, Sam. You can go with your family. There's no impropriety there whatsoever. You could go with your family. I could go with my family. It's open to the public is the point. But it cost. It cost.
I go up there and have been up there.
Yes.
I don't get into the same canteen or restaurant facilities they do.
No, you would.
I guarantee you now that they're bucking the system in some way.
No, they're not. And that's... No, Sam, I'm going to have to stop you. I'm going to have to stop you, mate, because that is inaccurate. No, hold on, Frank. That is totally inaccurate and totally unfair and totally wrong. So it is open to the public, and these people are working from within the system. I'm just trying to work out here, when it says from the members' dining room menu, if you're a non-member, can you access that menu? It says it's a members' menu. Well, that's the name of the restaurant, but can you get into the restaurant if you're not a member? Anybody can go in. So why is it called a members' menu? We don't know. We'll try to find out. Yes, Frank.
The fact that it's open to the public and it's subsidised by the taxpayer makes it even worse, because we have so many hard-working restaurants, cafes, sandwich bars throughout Belfast that are struggling to keep their staff in employment. They're struggling to keep the rent paid, the rates paid, and then the public can go to Stormont and get a subsidised meal. I mean, how fair? Well, that's a slap in the face for the small business community
Lambert,
from Stormont.
Just,
This is the politics of envy again. For a start, you know very well, geographically, it's not easy to get from Stormont physically to a sandwich bar in the area. Let's complain if they had a subsidised restaurant in Donaghadee Lighthouse for the same reason. The fact is, you need
to bring a sandwich.
Hold on, no. Let's let Lambert finish.
You need to have. Not everyone can have a sandwich. Some of these people are pretty hard pressed at home. They got families to deal with as well. And frankly, you need to have real catering on the premises. And I hope that not one person, not one caller, is going to blame the staff for wanting to have a hot meal in the middle of the day. And the second and the fundamental point here is in terms of the cost of what Stormont is meant to be delivering. $500,000 is a trivial sum. I remember 20 years ago when a single bomb would cause millions of pounds worth of damage in a second in central Belfast. Now, if the cost of hoping that Parliament or that the Assembly will start again is having catering there, which is mildly subsidised, I don't think that's a big cost for peace. Very, very simple.
Here's Jim in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen.
And to remind you all, if you want to go up, you all can get access to the members' menu.
Yeah, so
we should all go up together.
Yeah, you can. Now, it's unfair.
Tea and crumpet.
It's unfair for the regular little cafes in the Ballyhackamore area who pay exorbitant rates whenever you can go up to Stormont and get a subsidised meal. Now, the MP was talking about staff needing a hot meal during the day. You can walk to Stormont Hotel, and 95% of people employed in Stormont have cars. You want to go up someday and check the car parks and see. So he's talking a lot of nonsense. I've listened to you over the years, and I haven't changed my idea of you. No disrespect to you. But it should be closed. It should be closed. If Stormont's not open, the restaurants aren't open. And that's
Stormont is open. Stormont is open, and there are people working there. That's a fundamental mistake.
Yeah, it's the civil servants, obviously. Where would they eat?
To keep things going. I've been for meetings there, even though Stormont's suspended, and that's because it's not really suspended in 80% of terms of what's happening up there.
Let's see if we can squeeze Theresa in. Morning, Theresa.
Good morning, Stephen.
We've only got 30 seconds, I'm afraid.
Right, okay. Regarding your topic on meals in Stormont this morning, I would like to tell you that the meals in the members' dining room in Stormont is not subsidised. I've been there for special treat on occasion.
It is subsidised.
No, it certainly is not. They
it
are
is subsidised. We've got the figures.
I'm sorry, but the prices that my friends paid, you would not consider these meals are subsidised.
They are subsidised. That's the story.
Well, I can tell you, Stephen.
There's been subsidised 575 grand over the last 2 years of your money.
They are expensive, but delicious.
Theresa, thank you. John in Belfast, delicious they are. Morning, John. 20 seconds, John.
That's not enough. See, now I find the whole thing obscene. We've got people going up there today who are going to have their lunch, but also subsidise their fuel to get up there in the first place. Most of that food is going to be thrown out. At the same time, we'll have people land in the streets of Belfast this morning without a place to come back our food back.
John, thank you. Frank and Lambert, thank you.